Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. Read about it. Read about it. Reedy's Mail.
Brent Reed, we spoke briefly about Queensland and their coach, well, what we think will be the coach in Billy Slater. What about in the Blues dressing rooms? Has there been a bit of change in terms of the assistant coach idea?
Well, I'm getting a bit loose here, Tony. It's not really my style, but I'm getting a bit loose. Bit free. I'm going to freewheel it a bit.
Because
Paul McGregor, Paul McGregor is obviously back in the coaching team in New South Wales. Brad Fittler, he got announced this week as an assistant to Brad Fittler for next year's series. Mary, who's a great fella, Mary, been a really good coach at St. George before he parted ways with them. So great addition for the Blues. But the whisper doing the rounds leading up to it was that Cameron Ciraldo was the guy they wanted. I think I wrote about my column about a month ago that the Blues were looking at Cameron Ciraldo as potentially an assistant coach. Now, that hasn't happened.
Mm.
It's intriguing given the current climate with Cameron Ciraldo talk that...
Joining the dots?
I'm joining some imaginary dots. What I'm saying is that potentially... I'm not sure whether they ultimately offered Cameron Ciraldo that job, but I wonder whether that decision was made in part because Cameron Ciraldo wants to become a head coach as soon as he can. And
so is his situation really that he's put off making a decision until Penrith... finishing the finals, yeah?
Yeah, that's the message that everyone's been given, that he doesn't want to have a distraction there while Penrith are playing finals footy, and he won't make a call on what he wants to do until after, and if there's an option there for him, obviously, until after their season's over. Now, the other intriguing part is with the Tigers, we're expecting something really soon on their coaching future. The board's got the review, they've got some recommendations, or at least they're expected to get some recommendations late this week. So I would imagine they've got them by now. I'd imagine there'll be a full board meeting imminently, potentially over the weekend, and then we'll know further what the decisions on Michael Maguire.
Look, without wanting to, blow coal or, dirt on your little fire trying to start for him, why couldn't, if you're talking about Cameron Ciraldo needing to wait, whether he's going to, the Tigers. Why couldn't Freddie have waited? He's got no rush in appointing whoever is his assistant until, he could have waited till after that decision.
I hadn't thought of that, Tone. Yeah, that's a good point, though. Yeah.
Ooh.
I was just joining some imaginary dots.
Anyway,
it's great to have Mary back because he's a great fella, Paul McGregor.
It's interesting, isn't it, with Cam Ciraldo? We spoke about him last week and we asked the question, and I thought maybe that along the same lines that he might wait, and because he is the next man in waiting. He's got all the credentials that Craig Fitzgibbon has, and everyone speaks about him in glowing terms, the way we all speak about Craig Fitzgibbon. And look, but the thing is, the clock's ticking. If you want a club to present itself like coaching wise, it may not eventuate until 3 or 4 years down the track. We always say that it's a very volatile game, and this coaching job's up. But the cold hard facts are that if you want to be a first grade coach, you've got to take an opportunity if it presents itself. And if Cam Ciraldo wants to be a first grade coach, well, why not the Tigers?
I would say at the moment, patience may bring a reward.
Grasshopper.
Because you look at the start of the coaches under pressure at the start of next season. There's a heap of them. Trent Barrett's going to be under pressure. Kevy's going to be under pressure. Madge, whatever happens to the Tigers, Madge might be under pressure if he keeps his job. Toddy Payton, Nathan Brown, maybe Brad Arthur. All those guys are going to be under some form of pressure. I imagine, this stuff's cyclical, right? When one coach tends to go, you tend to have a handful go. That's the way it's been in recent seasons. So,
But if he sits in his position as an assistant coach, well, then he can't leave early on in the season or mid-season. You don't see that happen. So he might, if he's thinking that way, he might need to, extract himself from the Penrith situation and just wait in the wings. Otherwise, he's not going to do the wrong thing by Penrith, who have given him a great opportunity as well. So, Tigers might be something that he would look at. He's obviously, they've got a little bit of money to spend, Reedy. Mm. We spoke about that a couple of weeks ago. They've got some, I think the main thing with Cam is he's been in a few different systems where he's built some pretty strong relationships with some key players, and he's got a good reputation in the industry, which really helps with recruitment and building a roster.
Yeah. Mm. Is the Paul McGregor thing almost the flip side of that? Is he wanting to get back into just coaching at all with the light at some point it could lead again to an NRL gig?
Yeah, I think he's missed it, Mary. I actually bumped into him at State of Origin up in Townsville. I don't know whether you guys bumped into him as well. He was floating around the streets. He was up on a corporate gig, Mary. So he looked really relaxed, really comfortable, actually. And, you know, being out of coaching, I think's allowed him to relax a bit. But, you know, he's a competitive bloke, Mary. That's just the sort of guy he is.
He
wants to get back in
at some point, doesn't he?
And have the juices flowing again. So,
and it goes back to that thing, too, where Queensland are sort of going through that process at the moment is, you know, do you need, with someone that's not a current NRL coach, do you need someone that's been in that system for a while just to bring the nuances?
Yeah.
And, you know, because the game continually changes, and that's the big thing about Billy at the moment, isn't it? Who do they put around Billy potentially that's actually been in an NRL system of late?
Yeah.
Jeez, a tough business, isn't the coaching? I said it before, it is like animals on the savannah. Very few of them die of old age. There's always something coming to get them.
It's like the wild farm breeze.
Except like the elephants, like Wayne.
Eliza.
What about Ethan Bullimore? What's the latest? What's the scoop?
Look, our great mate Dobbo actually broke this news a few weeks ago now that Ethan Bullimore had been given permission to leave the Broncos and explore his options in the NRL. At that time, Dobbo suggested he was Manly bound. Look, I expect he's now officially got that release from Brisbane. He got it last week, or this week, sorry. And I expect he'll announce a deal with Manly as early as next week, Ethan Bullimore. And, you know, it also has ramifications for a guy like Marty Tapau. Marty Tapau's been given permission to explore the market. He's got a year left in his deal, Marty. I know his agent's looking around for him at the moment, trying to find a club that might be interested in giving him a long-term deal. And I imagine Manly would let him go if that was the case. Certainly now that Bullimore's arriving, there's more front row depth there, and Manly won't stand in Marty's way if he can find a long-term deal elsewhere.
All right. And gone from the Gold Coast to Peach.
Yeah. Well, he's a really interesting situation, Tyrone Peachey, because they obviously announced he was gone this week. Look, I mean, he's another guy who's looking around the NRL at the moment for an opportunity. I mean, he's been offered to Canberra. He's been offered to the West Tigers. I think both those clubs are monitoring the situation. I think at the moment his asking price is a bit exorbitant, and I think they're looking at, you know, he's asking for something around 3 years, $1.2 million, $400 a year. I think the clubs are reluctant to pay him that. And it'll probably depend on whether he drops his asking price as to where he lands and who's willing to shell out anywhere near that amount of money for Tyrone Peachey. So I'm sure something will get done the next few weeks with him. He's a good player, but he's probably not going to get what he's looking for.
He's good because he's creative, but he also can play well above his weight, can't he? He can be a tough in the middle.
He's a competitor. Yeah. Very much so. And I thought that Canberra maybe speaking to him. Then I heard the Broncos maybe speaking to him. So I don't think
you put a line
for
the Broncos, MG. That won't be happening. Check that on Friday. Yeah.
What about Billy Kickout? What's the latest with him?
Well, again, this is one we're going to wait till the end of the season. I mean, Pete Bedell's done a story today with his agent, basically saying, you know, he wants 800 plus for him, and if that's the case,
well, he said if he goes to market, it could be $1 million kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's. You know, I think, for example, the Cowboys are one of the clubs that are really interested in Viliami Kikau. But I'd be stunned if the Cowboys went beyond $800,000 a year for Vili Kikau. If he wants $1 million, he's probably going to have to go to rugby union. His agent, George Christodoulou, has got connections in rugby because he managed Sammy, got him to French rugby. So if Billy's Kikau's looking for that sort of money, he won't be in the NRL, I imagine. I don't think anyone will pay him $1 million. But certainly, he's in the 800-plus category.
But isn't that ballpark still Penrith, or can they not afford even that?
Well, they've got a few balls in the air. They've got Dylan Edwards to re-sign up in Coruscant. They've redone Moses Leota. I suspect, you know, they've got some kids coming through. MG Tago, I think it is, who's a good kid.
Gaia.
Isaac Tago, great player.
Maverick Gaia. They've re-signed. Maverick Gaia, they've kept. So I suspect Penrith's, they're almost putting their hands up and saying, really, if we want to evolve this team.
Yeah, they can't spend that sort of money.
We can't spend that sort of money on Billy Kickow.
No.
All right, another brilliant edition. Thank you so much, Reedy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.